Good morning, beautiful people of God. I am grateful to Bishop David Graves, as Pastor Ashley talked about this video that we have played, the Acts 2 passage. I'm grateful for who all were involved in participating and producing in Acts 2. What a wonderful way to bear witness to the diversity of people and culture within the body of Christ right here in our conference. And though you may be in your home taking your morning walk, in your car, at the beach, in your backyard, blasting the worship service for all to hear, we remember and celebrate this day, Pentecost Sunday, the birth of the church. So people of God, I ask that you keep the Acts 2 visual and audio in the forefront of your mind. May we experience this day and all the days of our lives, the Ruach in Hebrew, or the Pneuma in Greek, the breath and the wind, as well as the fire of the Holy Spirit, as we connect with God all together in one place. So for a moment, we're going to go back just a little bit to our elementary school days. I have to do this occasionally. If you have a child with you, he or she may have to help you just a tad bit. Do you remember the definition of a noun? Yes, a person, a place, or a thing, as well as an idea. I'm imagining some virtual nods that are happening as we worship together. I want you to think about the word place. The sermon title is All Together in One Place, so think about this word place. It is a noun, so you know a place as a backyard, as a home, as a coffee shop. The word place can also be a verb, an action word. You know to place a letter in front of someone or to place your name on a volunteer list. I'm not asking for volunteers right now. But I did warn you, we're going to go back for a moment. Again, hold on to the visual and the audio of Acts 2 and this notion of being all together in one place. I love how some of my favorite television shows have a 30-second to 1-minute recap before the next episode begins. So you may recall, last week in Acts 1, Jesus Christ leaves a promise to the disciples prior to his ascent into the heavens. The disciples are gazing up in awe. I imagine it was a scene similar to the NASA launch yesterday, while everyone is looking up in awe. Christ says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This morning's scripture drops us around 10 days after this ascension, right into Pentecost, the celebration of the Jewish festival of the feast and the festival of the giving of the law at Mount Sinai. This feast, this festival, is not to be confused with the reason why we, as Judeo-Christians and followers of Jesus Christ, celebrate Pentecost today. According to verse 1, the disciples during Pentecost are in a physical location, all together in one place. So here we are in 2020, sitting with them. And according to the Acts chapter 1, We sit with the disciples as they return to the city of Jerusalem. We sit with them as the women and men gathering, awaiting the promise of the Comforter. We sit with them as they constantly devote themselves to prayer, and we sit with them as they wait. I wonder if the disciples were filled with angst, and if the disciples, as they waited, were crying out in their prayer time, "How long, Lord?" So if you don't mind, I think we should sit with them just a little bit longer in verse 1 as they are all together in one place. I'm going to be very honest with you and put this before you this morning. It is a hard and holy day. As I have processed and pondered a complex question, how can we celebrate the birth of the church in our current reality? I mean, I know that Pentecost is traditionally a time of renewal. I know Pentecost has the tendency to focus on evangelism. You know, Cokesbury's mission to bring Christ to people and people to Christ. And I know, just like many of you, year after year after year, Pentecost is about the empowerment from the Holy Spirit imparting upon us the faith, the hope, the grace, and the love of God. Keeps us going, deepening our awareness of God's promise, which is much greater, God's purpose, which is much greater than ourselves. And then I ponder, are we really together, all in one place? Are we connected beyond the bounds of our physical location? Are we experiencing the pneuma and the ruach, the breath of life from the all-powerful God who has given us the Holy Spirit? See, we are invited into this text where the disciples are waiting, again, all together in one place. But I want you to notice something. The writer of Acts places a small but poignant piece of punctuation once again, taking us back to our elementary days. This piece of punctuation, a dot, a mark, instructing us that there is a completion of a series of events or a single action. There is a conclusion at the end of them waiting all together in one place. Or as my daughter likes to say, period, no cap. Some of you may have to look that up a little bit later. See, the Holy Spirit comes whether we move past that punctuation mark or not. In this moment, I'm even more grateful to God because there is keen evidence that in the service and generosity and our movement to make a difference in the world, that we as God's people pretty much have moved past this punctuation, this period, and allowed the Holy Spirit to guide us. See, in this text, the Holy Spirit comes not tiptoeing along, similar to when you were trying to sneak in the house past your curfew, but the Holy Spirit comes loud and obvious with special effects and drama, not just falling upon one individual, but raining down and moving through a community See, this passage tells us, suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. The sound, this drama, caught the attention of devout Jews from every nation under heaven who were living in Jerusalem. And as they gathered in a crowd, in awe and bewilderment, the Holy Spirit met this crowd right where they were. And they began to speak to one another and understanding each other in their own languages, their own native tongues. And through the movement of the Holy Spirit, they understood one another. See, God's people, through curiosity, I want you to hear me now. God's people, through curiosity, through action, through movement, by leaving their homes, were instantly connected. And at that moment, they were with the disciples all together in one place. The text shows us how the Holy Spirit connected language, connected culture. And as we dig deeper in the faith this morning, we bear witness to the Holy Spirit connecting the devout to those who have yet to believe in Christ. The Holy Spirit connects the broken and the curious, the joyful and the grieving, the desperate and the hurt, the hungry, and even those who are imprisoned. The Holy Spirit is the one who connects us all. And the wait is over. We are being challenged to move past that punctuation mark, to step over the dot, to push aside that period where we are connected. But again, are we really connected all together in one place? So let's talk about this connection for just a moment. There has been a long study about how people are connected in the world. It is believed to go back as far as 1927. You may know it. Eventually, it was coined as the 6 degrees of separation. A play was produced, a movie was made, papers have been written, whether to prove or disprove this notion. This notion that we are connected by 6 degrees. So let me explain. I am 1 degree, and everyone who is connected to me, all the people that I know, are that degree in which I am connected to. So if you know me, Pastor Ashley, if you know me, Drew, if you know me, Diane, if you know me, I am 2 degrees connected by the people that you know. I think you get the gist. I can't help to think about the 6 degrees of separation and the movement of the Holy Spirit as I have pondered the question why we should celebrate the birth of the church, especially in our current reality. I think about this 6 degrees of separation as this text invites us to see the devout Jews from every nation come to hear and see what is happening in their neighborhood and to their neighbors. I don't know if I believe it, but I do know right now that we are physically distancing 6 feet apart. I do know that we lay people to rest 6 feet under. So I can't stop thinking about this 6 degree of separation. And imagine if it were actually true. It would bring our nation and our world and God's people much closer together. I think about how this study bears witness to the movement of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. I can't stop thinking about how we are physically connected. Remember, they were all in one place. How we're visually connected. Remember the video that played. And how faithfully we are connected. The Jews came out to see. I can't stop thinking about how we are all connected to what is happening in Minnesota and the murder of George Floyd. And what continues to happen to black and brown people, my people, and through this Holy Spirit connection, and maybe even this 6 degrees of separation, your people all over the nation. So imagine for a moment, what if this notion is true? If you have my cell phone number, you most likely have a personal connection with me, a direct connection. At some point we have, or we may talk or text. One of my direct connections is a dear friend of Beyonce's. You may know her. That name may sound familiar to her, to you. So if you had an envelope, you would hand that envelope to me, and I would hand that envelope to my direct connection, and my direct connection would put that envelope in Beyonce's hand. Think about that for a moment. We're separated. You are separated by 2 degrees from Beyonce. This connection of mine also knows Richard Rohr and Joel Osteen. Please do not send me any envelopes that you want to get to them. I'm attempting to make a point. So in that same manner, I have a direct connection to my seminary professor who is related to George Floyd. So in that same vein, you, because of me, are 2 degrees away and connected to the hurt, the bewilderment, the outrage, the pain of a community beyond the lens of your television, your computer, and the news, the media outlet, because you directly know someone who is connected to what's happening. Me. Separated by 2 degrees, but connected by the Holy Spirit. I am convinced that this passage calls us to acknowledge what it means to be all together in one place. Curious, unified, and foundational as followers of Jesus Christ. I'm convinced there is a challenge in place that we're being called not to mimic as the body of Christ those in verse 13, those who are sneering and accusing, those who have received this pneuma, the Holy Spirit, have witnessed this phenomena, accuse them of being drunk. I am convinced the Holy Spirit is indeed revealing what it means to be all together in one place. Yesterday, I asked my dad, what do I do as someone who stands in the middle to preach the good news? Like I had to remind him. You know, an African-American female preaching to a majority Anglo congregation. His wisdom permeates as he says, there is no middle ground. As we see in this passage, there is no middle ground. This connection gift through the Holy Spirit leads and guides as we comfort one another, as we seek justice out of relationship to one another and our love for Jesus Christ. This Holy Spirit connects us in a shared narrative as we believe that the church is one foundation. This connection through the Holy Spirit is strengthened as I share my story of being told within the past year how much my preaching and teaching is appreciated. But then I hear the words from this Anglo's mouth that they are blatantly surprised because in their words, it is not in my DNA. The Holy Spirit connects us as I share my concern for my 6-foot-plus brothers who would never hurt a fly, but as they attempt to keep the exact posted speed limit as we drive to visit family out of fear from being pulled over. The Holy Spirit connects us as I share the time that my daughter and I were returning home from the movie, seeing the long-awaited Frozen 2, and we're driving along as this SWAT van comes up, pulls us over, guns drawn, and after a myriad of questions, we sit there, and we finally learn that my car resembles someone who is accused of a crime. The Holy Spirit connects us, not for sympathy, but for knowledge, for love, for grace, and for justice. Yes, there is a reason to celebrate Pentecost. There is a reason to celebrate the birth of the church, because there is synergy through connection. There is love and grace and truth that sets us free through connection. And as I sit in pain for my professor and her family, because of this direct connect, because of what you have seen and heard, because of what's happening to people of color, I pray that you acknowledge the Holy Spirit as the one who binds us together. I pray that my pain becomes your pain. I pray that together that we mirror God's love for God's people. I pray that today as we celebrate the birth of the church, we acknowledge that yes, we are all connected. Connected through the movement of the Holy Spirit. Connected through Christ. We all have the opportunity to stand and be together. All in one place. This idea. We do not have to be physically connected because the Holy Spirit connects us. All together in one place, we are connected by the Holy Spirit, bound together by relationship, and maybe even the 6 degrees of separation. Remember, do not send me any envelopes. Yes. This is a time for renewal, a time to uncover our eyes, a time to remove our hands from our ears as we witness the movement and connection of the Holy Spirit to one another in all of our lives, a time to mirror the love of God and not act like we are not connected to what is going on. I am putting this out there in the world. If you know me, then you are connected. We are mirroring the love of God And today, yes, is Pentecost Sunday, and we celebrate the birth of the church. We celebrate that we can sit, stand, and walk together in Christ. We celebrate. We celebrate. We celebrate. We celebrate that we are all together in one place. The word of God for the glorious people of God. Thanks be to God.